customers. Thank you. Chairman, to the agenda, item 1, that I approve of the minutes of the meeting of Council held 27th February 2024, the press published on the Council's website.
Aye.
Aye.
Any comments, sir? Okay, we'll take those as carried. Thank you. Any apologies for absence?
Mr. Mayor, we received apologies from Councillors Cross, Jay Nixon, and Howell. Can I also give the apologies for Julie Reed? Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, these apologies for Councillor Spence, Scott Spence.
Thank you. Any declarations of interest, Councillor? No. Announcements according to paragraph 3.2 of the Council procedures. I'm pleased to announce the Mayor's charity appeal, College Lunch, on 22nd of March, raised something in the region of £350. So thanks to those who supported that. And likewise, the Mayor's civic dinner on the 9th of April raised in the region of £700. So again, I'm pleased with those numbers. On some note, it is with sadness that I have to announce the passing of former Alderman William R. Simpson, and previous Mayor. So, if you'd like to join me in standing for one of the signs, please. Item 5 on the agenda, any other questions on?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Any council session?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Any notice of motion?
No, Mr. Mayor. Okay.
In that case, we move on to item 8, the housing benefit modified scheme in respect to all stable and improvement pensions. Councillor Cook, you're going to move on to
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, the purpose of this report is to review a scheme which enables payments under military compensation schemes to be disregarded when assessing a claimant's income for housing benefit purposes. The council has actually disregarded war pensions and war widows' pensions for many years in order to increase the help that affected veterans get with their rent and council tax. We intend to continue to do so. And that has been a cross-party thing in this council for many years. No change there. But a recent audit of our benefit subsidy claim highlighted the fact that the council resolution confirming this discretionary spend needs to be refreshed. And so this report is that refreshment and does not change the levels of housing benefit that is paid in any way whatsoever. So status quo. The Armed Forces Covenant is set out in paragraph 2.4 of the report, and the Council has signed that covenant, and continuation of our support for veterans and their widows is consistent with our obligations under that covenant. The policy statement is set out in the appendix to the report, and the recommendation is that Council resolves to adopt the policy statement at this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We'd all like to second that. Anybody?
Mr. Mayor, good evening. First, good evening, councillors.
Mr. Mayor, given this is your last meeting of this municipal year, it would be amiss for me not to make comment about how excellently you have performed your duties over the last 12 months and that you've been an exemplary chair. Even if that's fine. I don't intend to say. Members will be pleased to know I don't intend to go on for the whole of the 5 minutes, but I could if you wanted. Even if your timekeeping was a bit lax this evening, it would also be wrong for me not to make comment very briefly about the life and service of Alderman Bill Simpson. Because I think everyone in this chamber should be and is grateful and thankful for the service that he gave this borough, and I know it was a particularly important part of his life. This policy, members will be pleased to know, is something that we would be delighted to support, albeit because of the debt of gratitude that we should have for the armed forces, and particularly those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And particularly in this year, the 80th anniversary of D-Day. But the question that I have relates to the Armed Forces Covenant, because this council has been a long-standing supporter of the Armed Forces Covenant. And I wondered if the cabinet member would just confirm when it was last signed and when it's up for renewal, and that the council is still 100% lock stock behind the covenant itself. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have no doubt that the relevant officer will give a written answer to the councillor.
Okay. Anybody else wish to comment on that? In which case, it's been proposed and seconded. All those in favour? Majority. Any against? I missed. Any abstentions? Okay, thank you, Mayor. Moving on to item 9, a review of the council constitution. Again, Councillor Cook, your introduction next.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, this is an annual item on our, as our constitution requires the monitoring officer to review the constitution annually. So we get this report, a similar report, every year. It's always great fun to read, I think. And I look forward someday to Councillor Peter Jones actually providing a quiz relating to this. Perhaps it could be provided for visitors to the Mayor's parlour to answer, the ones the Mayor doesn't want to invite back again. Well, Mr. Mayor, the Resources Scrutiny Committee set up a task and finish group to review the Constitution. It's a bit like a Gilbert and Sullivan. The Mikado springs to mind, where the scrutiny committee sets up the task and finish committee, who are all the same people, so they put a task and finish committee hat on, they make decisions, then they become the resources scrutiny committee again by taking off their task and finish hat and putting on their scrutiny hat, and they agree with themselves. If we're lucky, but they do usually agree with themselves. And thus we have the final agreement for the review of the Constitution, which I'm presenting here. I therefore actually ask Council to approve the amendments to the Constitution as detailed in the appendix, all six of those recommendations, for implementation in the new municipal year. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So moving up to second that, please. Councillor Alfred, thank you. As we should speak, Councillor Wellington.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I'd like to, on page 15, I'd like to know why you want to increase the numbers on the committee, of the licensing committee. Bearing in mind, the licensing committee consists of 9 members at the moment, and it's only 3 people that sit on that committee at any one time. So why is the reason for increasing it, please? Thank you.
Which page is that, please?
Page 15.
Page 15, thank you.
Middle, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
From 9 to 10,
yeah.
It's a very marginal increase. And this presumably to increase the efficiency of that group, because you'll notice that things are in threes in that group usually. Sometimes in the past, I assume that it's been a bit difficult to get some members together, to straighten together. So you increase it by one. You can't get much more marginal than that. And that might well help the efficiency there. I don't think it's a terribly important point, is it? I mean, it's not exactly a massive swamping of the existing committee in terms of numbers.
Councillor Cole, our solicitor's got some.
The licensing act actually includes a provision that you've got to have between 10 and 15 members on the licensing committee, so it's to bring it in line with the legislation. But you are correct, most of the individual decisions are made by subcommittees, which consists of three people, so this is just for the overall licensing committee. We just want to correct that for the side of the at least 10 on that.
Okay.
Thanks very much for that explanation. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and echoing what's been said already, you should be proud of yourself as next of the year.
Well done.
Two things. First of all, as Chair of Resources, I would like to sort of follow on from Cabinet Member talking about swapping hats. I'd just like to actually say thank you to all of those involved. It was very civilised and I think a very useful exercise. Thank you to all those who were part of that exercise. However, and this is not a big however, but I'm just a bit of concern. I read the papers last week and I did pick up something I think is a bit of an anomaly that does need sorting out. Page 19. The first sentence says the group agreed to change the debt value from 2,500 to 10,000. So this means that anything under £10,000, the 151 officer can sign off without it going to cabinet. However, 817. Does say, for debts over £10,000, outstanding amounts may, on recommendation of the Section 151 officer, be referred to the Cabinet for consideration and write-off. Now, I don't know what other people think, but it doesn't seem particularly democratic or transparent that the Borough Council will be leaving it up to officers, not Cabinet, to make to deal with the write-off on debts over £10,000. We are all aware of the fact that it's taxpayers' pounds that pay that, and I think it's wrong and it should go to Cabinet. So on that basis, I have asked for an amendment to be put to Council, and that amendment is, I'll read it out, so at the moment it says, for debts over £10,000, outstanding amounts may, on recommendation of the 151 officer, be referred to the Cabinet for consideration of write-off. Now, I would ask that we strike out the sentence that says, may, on recommendations of the 151 officer, and replace that with will. So the new reading of it is, for debts over £10,000, outstanding accounts amounts will be referred to the Cabinet for consideration of write-off. This is not a particular political charge, but I think it's only right that we are transparent on this one. Thank you.
That will move second in round of the
thank you, Mr. Mayor. So my understanding of what the paragraphs say is that officers will not have authority to write off any values over £10,000. But what it does say that if you do wish to write off debts over £10,000, then it may be referred to Cabinet for write off. think the wording you're suggesting suggests that all debts over £10,000, whether you wish to write them off or not, would be referred to cabinet, because you say that any debts over £10,000 will be referred to cabinet. You only want those that the 151 officer wants to recommend write off to be referred to.
Through the chair, yes, I think that any debts over £10,000, it shouldn't be up to the 151 officer to decide whether it comes to cabinet. It should come to cabinet, full stop. I think we've got a bit of play on words here. But.
So this is suggesting only those which 151 officer recommends should be written off go to cabinet. What you're suggesting is that all debts get referred to cabinet. That's what your wording says. All debts will be referred to cabinet.
I don't have a problem with that. If that's what it suggests in the wording, we should know what debts the council is writing off.
So I believe that the suggested wording it is carrying on what you suggest. It's saying that where the 151 officer suggests that debts should be written off, then he could refer him to cabinet. He can't write them off himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's, I think the current proposed wording does cover that.
Doesn't. I would disagree with that, because it says may, not will.
We're still clarifying exactly what you meant in case of our understanding or not. Once we've clarified that, then we'll look for a second, if I may.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
My understanding from what we've just been told is that if a debt is over £10,000, the finance team will continue to pursue that debt until such a time when it's recommended by the Section 151 officer for potential write-off. So my understanding is, if a debt is, say, £50,000, the finance team will continue to pursue that debt until such a time that we've recommended for write-off. My amendment, to my understanding, suggests that as soon as we meet that threshold, all debts will have to be referred to cabinet for a decision of whether or not to write them off. Now, that may or may not be a substantial number. I'm unsure on how the volume is. But my understanding is that cabinet consider the revenue accounts and debts on a regular basis anyway. So my thought is that the suggested wording makes that a compulsory exercise, as opposed to the finance team continuing to pursue the debt until such a time they recommend it. So that's, I think, what the clarification was and why it doesn't perhaps do exactly what you believe it might do. That's my understanding at least.
Thank you. Do you want to have clarification to it before?
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. Well, I'm curious as to, we had this matter at the Charleston Finish Committee and at the Resources Committee, and these points were never ever made. It seems curious that it takes the intellectual process so long to actually come forward and deliver a match at the council meeting. Why on earth weren't these matters raised at either the Task or Finish Committee or the Resources Scrutiny Committee? It almost seems to be done for effect, to get a bit of publicity or whatever. It should have been dealt with in those committees, and we can have sorted it out. I personally wouldn't accept this amendment, Mr. Mayor. I'll go with the officer's recommendation.
We can neither accept nor reject the amendment, and it's not been clarified on the second here, so what's the last thing?
So we're clear that what the proposal is, the debts of a value of below £10,000 can be written off by officers. We're clear that we're not giving any permission for officers to write off debts over £10,000. What we're disputing is 8.17, where it gives the mechanism for how debts over £10,000 could be written off. And it says that for debts over £10,000, outstanding amounts may, if they want 5-1 records, then be referred to the cabinet for consideration for write off. That to me is clear what it says, but I understand that people are suggesting it doesn't. I'm just trying to think how we can work. So debts over £100,000 were being considered for write-off, they will be referred to Cabinet.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what we suggested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what you're proposing to see?
Well, I might
prefer that word.
If you're happy with that word. Can I?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, that's the wording. All I want is transparency that those anything over £10,000, as you've just said, will be referred to Cabinet, so it's out in the public arena rather than just being written off by officers. Thank you.
Would somebody like to second that? Councillor Jones has seconded that. Okay, well, the amendment as it stands then. Is there any further comment on that? No. That's please.
There is a misunderstanding. It's quite clear that debts under 10,000 can be written off by the officer, section 151 officer. So where debts are over 10,000, we, our policy obviously, is to pursue recovery those debts. And only in exceptional circumstances would we be looking at the possibility of writing them off. And surely it's going to be a matter of judgment on the part of the officers concerned as to whether or not there is any potential for pursuing debts further, rather than recommending that they, or considering that they be written off. On this basis, the Cabinet would be looking at every debt over 10,000, and that would have to happen presumably at every meeting, in order to consider whether or not they should be considered for writing off. It would be a nonsense. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you,
Councillor.
Can I just ask the officers here, is it possible to put some feeling on the number of these debts that they would be dealing with?
Yes, can I just clarify that what I would like it to say is for debts over £10,000, outstanding amounts will be referred to the Cabinet for consideration of write off.
This has been through speakers.
Keep over this one moment, And just whilst we're waiting, Councillor James, to the house, and one speaker can stand up.
Can I
move
this
past?
Yeah, absolutely. Councillor Williamson, so would this mean what you're suggesting? The wording is for debts over £10,000. Were recommended for write-off by the 151 officer, they will be referred to Cabinet for consideration.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Yes, as long as all I want to see, and I'll say it again, is transparency that any debts over £10,000 aren't just written off at the officer's will, and it goes. And it goes to Cabinet for true transparency. I think we're the Green Party are arguing a sort of a mute point. But this is all about transparency.
Well, I would clarify my comment. Can I first of all have that seconded, please? Councillor James, second. Councillor Kenny.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I don't think there's any reason to move the amendment. It's very clear that debts over £10,000 will not be written off without one firing officer considering a single debt and then considering should that be going before Cabinet and then written off. And that's very clear.
Anybody else wish to speak? In which case, could I ask all those in favour of that amendment, please? Those against the amendment? The amendment's lost. So going back to the substantive notice.
Further comments on the review of the Constitution, please, and his writings? In motion seconded, could I have all those in favour of the review of the Constitution as it stands? Please, all those in favour of it? All those against it? Abstentions? Okay, then that is carried. In which case, are there any items referred from the Scrutiny Committee?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And I'd just like to advise.
Mr. Mayor, can I. Is this the end of the meeting? You're obviously about to close.
Yes, yes, I'm just about to run.
Can I say a few words of your mind? Mr. Mayor, what are the privileges of being leader of the council? So you can stand up on occasions like this and say thank you to people. And I'm going to say thank you to you. Yeah. And the Mayoress, you have a wonderful year. I know you have, you've told me, of the events you've done. You and the Mayoress have worked very, very hard representing the borough, all round the borough. And the feedback we've had from people is extremely positive. You've done an excellent job. You've got lots of memories, I'm sure. I've got a few memories of what you've been doing. Everything from planting a tree the other day, the 50th anniversary of the borough. And I remember hosting the Alderman ceremony a couple of months back. And that was a very nice occasion. And you again, represented the office very well indeed then. And also, in this chamber, two things have happened that have never happened before while you've sat in that chair. And I blame you entirely for this, Mr. Mayor. One of them happened today. I've never seen our meeting start late because people have been parking. We've been threatened to pay a parking ticket. That's the first thing. But secondly was the budget debate. Never, in my knowledge of this authority, has there been a break in a council meeting. And I'm sure the Leader of the Opposition will agree with me that it was an unusual event and hopefully never happens again.
You never know.
But that's not the thing that will stick in my mind the most. The thing that will stick in my mind the most, Mr. Bent, about your year of office, is the ABBA tribute team. It was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. Now, I have to say, seeing you there with the robes, it doesn't take away the vision I have of you in a very bright blue satin top. And it's perfect. It's made for you, and I hope you've kept it. But again, that's not quite the thing I'll remember the most. There's one more event that happened, and you weren't on duty this particular night. I was at the gatehouse with my good lady wife, and we were having seeing a Bee Gees tribute evening. It was a really, really good evening, enjoyed it. And it was coming out, dancing away out of the was Mr. Mayor, off duty, and the Mayoress. And there's one thing that I expect you to do now, Mr. Mayor, that you said you would do, and we left there, and we do it together. Are you ready? Go on, you're going to do it. You're going to point. You didn't do it. It was pointing like that all the way down the street. Anyway, that's the one. But seriously, Mr. Mayor, you and the Mayoress have represented the borough to the highest standards. And you've been remembered for your charm, your humour, your kindness, and I very much both hope you both enjoyed the year, which I know you did. And we'll spend the next 20 years sorting the photographs out together. That's what we're doing. So thank you very much, and we look forward to you joining us back in the chamber here. Congratulations on your year.
Kind words, and I have to say it was quite nerve-wracking starting this year, my first council meeting, with a lot of new councillors in place, a lot of faces and names to try and memorise. I had absolutely no idea how the flow would be and how it would work, so it's been an interesting challenge, and you've made it so much more enjoyable. Thank you all for your support. Thank you. I close the meeting.
Members of the Council, ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding for the worshipful Mayor of Councillor Andy Cooper.